Well, we've always had our thoughts, we've always had our theories, but scientists are finally weighing in. What do aliens actually look like? It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Time to put on your tinfoil and call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Scientists, here's what they're chiming in, here's what they're saying if aliens do exist. NASA revealed that if they were to ever see a Martian, it might actually look like pasta.
What does that mean?
I don't know. According to NASA, Martians are more likely to appear in the form of a bacterium found on Earth called Yellowstonesense.
What?
Yellowstonesense.
Yabba dabba doo.
It's the four. I'm really going to try to say it now. Sulfurdrugabom Yellowstonesense. They compare it to the temperature of a planet like Mars. This sulfur forms into a long, stringy structure when it deals with extreme heat. That means that Martians would look more like fettuccine rather than green people. I don't believe that for a second. What do you guys think, if there are aliens out there, if we could actually see one, maybe we have, what do you think they look like?
They think, well, people have seen them, and they think that they have a gray skin. And that's like the number one thing, how people describe them.
I was going to kind of lean towards that. I don't think they're green. We often think that aliens are green. I think they might kind of be like Roger from American Dad. Have you guys seen that on Fox?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's green. Gray.
He's gray.
Looking.
He's gray, definitely. I just don't think aliens would be green.
There is a special drug that you can take, and everyone says that they see aliens on them.
LSD?
No, not LSD. Is it called DMT?
I'm not sure.
DMT alien. It's a real thing, a DMT alien, and people will do it just so they can communicate with the aliens.
I mean, have you seen an alien? 833-JOE-ALEX.
So, I have never seen an alien. I don't know what aliens are going to look like, but I will say, when I was in high school, we used pasta as the code word for everything. Pasta was the code word for flipping pancakes. Pasta was the code word for alcohol. Pasta was the code word for my friends for, like, drugs. Like, we used pasta as a code word for everything.
You guys love Italy.
And also,
Mama Mia,
a show I watch on Bravo, a reality TV show, they use pasta as a code word for a drug because they don't want to, like, blatantly say they're doing drugs, like, on reality television, on network television.
Okay, so I looked it up.
Looked what up?
DMT is a naturally occurring psychedelic drug found in many plants and animals, and it has been claimed to naturally occur in the human brain itself. You can do it within 30 minutes, and as a result, it's sometimes known as the businessman's lunch trip. One of the most remarkable features of the DMT experience is the frequency in which users encounter non-human intelligences, often resembling aliens. They come away with these encounters convinced that these entities are somehow real. And there have been scientific researchers trying to explore this. Also, this is real strange, but a lot of people that do DMT, they come back and they say that they know what Jesus looks like and stuff like that, too. They say they saw Jesus.
Okay. Now, does he look like a lizard, too, or is that just the
No,
drugs?
They describe him like how you kind of think, like kind of Middle Eastern, whatever, green eyes, that type of thing.
Dude, these people are just high. Okay, I also had a friend one time drop a drug one time, and he thought that his best friend was the devil. So,
Steven, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think aliens look like?
Well, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of alien species out there. If you go through it, I mean, you could do a little bit of research. First of all, hang on one second. I just want to tell you guys that I love you guys so much. I'm mourning every single day.
Woo!
Oh, man. Sounds like
nervous. You guys have never answered my phone.
Oh, we got it. We were worried. It sounds like you were abducted for a second.
Yeah, we thought we lost you right before you got to tell us the compliment. So
that's how it always goes.
I have the best reception.
It's okay.
I was just going to let you know that there's a bunch of different kinds of species of aliens. There's grays. There's definitely green aliens. There's reptilian aliens. And there's humanoid aliens that look like humans. There's some taller than us.
Do aliens have, like, racial issues? Like racist aliens? Like, oh, I don't want to hang out with those green aliens.
I'm sure, yeah.
Okay. And they're like, oh, you're going to go hang out with the gray aliens? Also, my daughter's not dating one of those.
People that have experienced stuff with extraterrestrial beings, their stories always add up. And I guess people that do DMT, their stories always add up too. Like, when they confide in their therapist and stuff, the things that they're saying, all these different recorded scientific accounts, they all say the same thing. They describe the aliens the same way. They did, like, everything that happens.
Here's the thing.
Because the drug has the same effect on everybody.
No, it's because it pictures of aliens that you've seen all over the internet your entire life, they're stored back in your subconscious. Why do you think
that everyone... A DMT alien looks different.
But why do you think that people who are on DMT all say the description of Jesus looks the same? It's because if you look up a picture of Jesus on Google, that's what they're seeing, because that's a picture they've seen their entire lives. So it's back in their subconscious. So no duh, things from their subconscious are going to come up.
What's this drug
when they're
called?
On drugs.
What's this drug?
DMT.
Can we get some? Does anybody here, like, can we
heck
come in for, like...
No, what? I am not a...
It's
no,
for the show.
Liv,
it's for the show, okay? We need to all go in, take a little something for research and see what happens.
Dude, no.
You know what? I hate to question your commitment to the show, but times like these make me wonder. They really make me wonder. All right, if you are an alien, just send us a DM at Joe and Alex Show. That way we can find out on the download what's actually going down.